After last Tuesday's storms, White Brook Road in Gilsum is no longer a road. The narrow dirt lane was washed out by more than 6 inches of heavy rain.
It was just an amazing storm.
Kim Rossi lives in one of two homes now unreachable by car. Rossi's porch overlooking White Brook was damaged. A construction crew is hiking in materials and tools to make repairs.
They're doing some emergency stuff right now just to keep that part of the house from falling in the water, basically, and make it safe, and then we'll work from there.
Governor Lynch and officials from FEMA spent Monday touring the damage and meeting residents affected by the storm. The governor says the state stands ready to offer assistance.
So I want to make sure that as a state, we're providing the local communities and the families whatever help they may need, whether it's engineering support for the roads or help with families dealing with their insurance companies, you know, whatever we can do to help.
The small town of Sullivan will need that help. Neil Henry is the fire chief.
Every road in town has been affected with the exception of three. By the time it was over, you know, we're left with ditches.
Those ditches will cost the state around $2 million to fix. Governor Lynch is requesting a federal disaster declaration. If granted, it could cover 75% of the tab. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.